Go ahead.
My bad. So
they kind of
understand the concept of a Karl Lagerfeld anyway. It's kind of given like a, like the Virgil of like our generation, like the dude that really resurrected a lot of these brands with his like type of concepts. And so initially I feel like there might have been a disconnect between our audience, like what type of looks we were even expecting to see. I know I didn't even know what the thing was when I came into it. But Cardi B definitely should have switched up the looks that she had. I definitely feel like she lost herself in the look that she was given, and she definitely is a fashion girl. And so for her to show up and to deliver something like that, it was really the hair. The hair was sending me. The hair.
It was the hair for me. It was the, like, even if she would have, like, did a different hair, and maybe she would have just, because the hair felt very drag queen.
Yeah.
Very hairspray.
Like you said, when you said that, that's what she hit.
And so it just took it to, but maybe they were going for this camp costumey look. If that's what she was going for, she executed that. But to me, those campy looks, even, I don't care how much that, how much money you spend on that stuff. Sometimes those campy looks can feel very Halloween store.
Very cheap, exactly. Go back to Party City where you come from.
Yes. That's what it could feel like.
But also, too. Also, too, I know that Lil Nas X is somewhere punching the air because the other guy stole his shine, the one that had his booty out. Who was the model boy that they were talking about in the white lace number?
So that's to me, I think he ate Lil Nas X up.
Right.
What's his name? Alton Mason. He ate Lil Nas X up.
Mm-hmm.
Alton Mason ate Lil Nas X up. Ate Lil Nas X up. No shame.
It's no shame.
Ate Lil Nas X clean up.
Mm-hmm. And did. And also for, as far as Doja Cat with her Baphomet tattoo.
Yeah,
I'm
not into Doja Cat at all.
Say, I'm not feeling it. And I feel like, and you'll never be Lady Gaga. The type
or
of, the type of vibe that you're bringing at this point is low vibrational. Yeah, or Katy Perry, who the YT people have deemed the queen of camp. With her whatever residence or whatever, I definitely think that she'll never be what she feels like she's giving. And something about Doja Cat, her whole vibe or something feel low vibrational. Something about her is off ever since that her letting those people call her the N word. The Kardashian people, they have lost their luster, and I definitely feel like Kim is walking around with North. Really, it's giving vampire. It's giving I'm sucking up your youth, and I know these kids are watching you, and your TikTok is popping. And for her to really exploit her child like that is top tier disgusting to me because she's really not giving anymore. And she looks skinny, and whenever she does something, it's not hitting the way it used to. You know what I mean?
No, but North is the new tastemaker of the culture, and that's the reason why Ice Spice is in place that she's at. And a lot of people were hating on Ice Spice, but Ice Spice, for her to be 9 months in the game, being privately invited by Anna Wintour and doing Vogue collabs with eBay, she's eating the party up. I never said Ice Spice was a fashion girl, though.
Yeah.
But thanks, boo.
But there definitely is something to be said about that. Thank you. Love you.
Eva with the T. Now, girl, you're not going to get up here and try to convince me that that look was just everything, but I'll let you try. Let's go.
But I'm about to tell you.
In the mix.
Hold on.
Who is this freak of nature?
With DJ Armand.
Okay. It's
okay,
Eva with the
tea. You want to hold my hand through this fashion journey? Here, let's hold hands, sister. Let me tell you something about fashion. Rihanna today gave you a story, and Cardi gave you a story. Now I'm going to tell you Cardi's story. Since this is called Karl Lagerfeld, the line of beauty, Karl Lagerfeld was known to have many muses when he did his lines of fashion. His last muse was Lily Rose Depp. I am going to DM you the picture. It was an homage to that. That's why she wore the pink, and that's why she dressed as Karl. So it was an explanation to his life.
Okay.
Work.
Okay, the
now.
Pink, and then
so
she was both people.
She was both people, and when she got to the Met Gala and then Essence Festival, she low-key kind of shaded the girls and said, you know, all these girls start wearing the brands that I wear after me, telling them that she is the muse. So catch that tea, but I want you to understand that this was a story. The same.
I understand the story, but it still looked a mess, right? So she should have picked a different story.
To me, she ate because she like she, you're paying homage. You're paying homage to a person's life story, so I get it. It's the same with Rihanna.
But the average I get it too. But the average person is not going to get. They're going to see that, and it's going to look the way that it read. Now, if you're a fan,
well,
and I get it, like
I'm a fashion girl. That's why these girls aren't invited. That's why these girls aren't invited to the Met Gala because they're not going to get it. But when that top 10 best list comes out tomorrow, it's no shade, and Cardi B is at the top next to Rihanna and next to the other girls. You know, Ice Spice isn't going to be up there, sister. I just want you to understand that this
is why. Well, hold on. I don't think that Ice Spice should be up there. But what we're not going to do is act like Ice Spice is not on these girls next in 9 months.
No. So you might have to do your homework because the only reason she was invited to the Met Gala was because she signed to Elliot Grange, which is Lucien Grange's son. Elliot Grange just got married 6 days ago to Sophia Richie, which he had Anna Wintour there. So they're well connected with Vogue. This was very premeditated, and it's all about connections. It wasn't a Kim K collab or a Nicki collab. Google that as well.
So okay, so let's talk about it. So hold on. So listen. So with all of that being said, was she there?
She was still invited. Point blank, period.
So what does that mean?
I'm letting you know why she was invited, because she's well connected. But it wasn't the Kim K look or the Nicki look. It was the Lucien Grange look, which Elliot Grange is her manager. He's a billionaire. So
okay,
course,
whatever
so it's look,
look it is.
It's
still, but
it's
she's there.
I need
she's there
to
with two songs in the top, one in the top three
because
or top
well,
five.
She's well connected, correct? But since we're talking about fashion, the fashion was terrible. Girl, you should have came a little bit harder for your first time at the Met Gala, right?
Ice Spice has never been a fashion girl to me. She never fashion.
She could have redeemed herself, though, and came as a fashion girl. You're excusing her lack of fashion. You're at the Met Gala. You would be next to the
girl,
terrible.
It's giving bias. It's giving bias because, girl,
it's
you're just
giving
that.
Bias,
but you're
but
trying
I'm
to give, like, Cardi B just was so sickening in that Karl Lagerfeld look.
And
you know
story.
That. You're talking
she's
about a
number,
story. What did it
was,
look like? What did it look like? So you live for that
she
look.
She was number one trending with Met Gala. Do you need the screenshot? So
Cardi
B is
A-list celebrity, and she was the only big rapper there. Nobody else showed
number
up.
Number one trending.
None
of the
other nobody else showed up.
They didn't show up because they weren't. Were they invited or were they too busy trying to pay $753,000 that the judge basically defaulted? You ready for that one too? I mean, if something was just defaulted, I wouldn't be making it. But nobody talked about that story 2 days ago.
Girl,
oh, should I?
Listen.
Okay, so let me tell you my top four.
Okay.
Dress look. I already gave you the story, what the theme was, what they were going for.
No. I want to go back to this because you're
okay, let's go.
Now the story that you painted, the story makes sense. But I want to be clear. Just because there's many stories that can be told, right? And I feel like, okay, that's art. That's cute. I love the story. But her coming up with a good story, that's just what it was. It was a good story. That's great. But the look didn't land for me.
It didn't
and
last
you're
if you didn't understand the story.
No, I understand the story now. She still don't. I don't like that wig. She could have still did that same
now,
story with a different hair, with a different Karl Lagerfeld look.
I get it,
you could have told that same story with a different
homage.
Outfit.
And I
it's
get
not
it.
Homage
it's
because
homage
at the end
Lagerfeld.
Of the day, Karl Lagerfeld didn't have on no dress when he did it. So she could have put on a different dress.
He actually had a skirt on one time for a photo shoot. I can send you the
picture.
But
what I'm saying is for that picture, he didn't have that outfit on, so she could have picked a different outfit and a different hairstyle to tell that story.
She paid homage to
period.
She paid homage to his life's work. The theme was to pay homage to Karl Lagerfeld. She gave you the quilted. She gave you the camellia flowers.
Everybody paid homage, and there's guess what? A lot of people
not
there looked a mess.
Can,
a lot of people
can,
looked a mess.
We can pull up a lot of girls that you pulled up today. Lil Nas did not pay homage with that great outfit.
Lil
that was
Nas
terrible.
Looked
he looked
a
like
mess.
A swamp thing.
And she
know,
needed
and
a haircut. I live
girl,
for the booty
also,
but she needed a haircut.
Before? Miss Thing that showed up with the booties, the influencer model guy that just, girl, he pulled up with some Sheen booties. Let's be
He's
real.
Everything.
That
he
was
looked
not
everything.
A
that was
Carl
everything.
Lagerfeld. That was not everything. That
Bro,
was packed
y'all, listen,
and
y'all are just,
like,
and I get it, I get it. She told the story. It still was a miss in the look for me. The pink was everything.
For you. But for me, it was everything. Why? Because she paid homage to a fashion icon. It's no shade. And you know what I'm saying? My top four now. We'll
okay, so tell me who you are. Okay.
My top four is No Shade, Anne Hathaway. Number two, Cardi B. Number three, Tems. And
oh, let me
four,
see
Tems. Tems ate it for me. I don't care what nobody says. He did the black and white. It was feminine with the plumes coming out the gloves, with the plumes coming out the hair. The girls weren't seeing her, and she's a sick girl.
And
Tems
looks
just
good.
Mm-hmm.
Cardi B could have did this in silver with the silver hair.
But Cardi wanted to pay homage to his life story. She was like, Anna Wintour knew this. So tomorrow when you see Best Dress List, we'll have another conversation. But those were my
No, because if that happens, we'll get it. I get it. It's the story. She dressed like her. It didn't hit for me.
But
this
you know,
good.
The thing about these people when they attend these galas, it's to impress Anna Wintour.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
I get it. Yes.
It's no shade. I feel like Cardi, sometimes fashion is risky and people, you have to not care what others think when you're impressing the main person that's going to put you on these magazine covers. And, you know, I live.
There wasn't
the
really much risky. I mean, I feel like you're giving it a lot. That, you're gassing it. That look
girl,
wasn't just so risky.
Girl,
it wasn't. Tiana Taylor ate her Karl Lagerfeld, period.
I mean, it was okay, but.
Oh, girl.
You know, it was okay
She had on a freaking Bianca Del Rio wig. Stop playing with me. That's something that I've seen on RuPaul's Drag Race, girl. She could have put on a better hairpiece than that.
Have you seen the models in the 1990s? That was Karl Lagerfeld's thing. That's the thing. I can send you pictures, multiple pictures. But my thing is, you know, Cardi took a chance, and What Girl Do You Know gave you two looks, one and changed in a bus. Like, we have to give the girl credit, girl. She literally changed on a bus, and it took her 10 minutes to change into that whole getup to present herself on that Met Gala carpet. It's no shade.
Sometimes we can try to go too far with it. And have you ever heard of, like, overdoing it? Like, you're trying to be like an overachiever, and sometimes it doesn't land all the way. But I get what you're saying, though. As far as Anna Wintour.
It didn't land for you, but it landed to the masses. That's my thing.
Well,
it might have not landed to you, but it landed for a lot of us. You know what I'm saying? I love Karl Lagerfeld. I love Chanel. So it landed for me. I understood the story right away. Nobody explained it to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's no tea. It landed for me. So that's my opinion, girl. She got her tents for me. Gave me a story, two different looks. And she'll be best dressed on all the lists tomorrow.
And listen, I'm here for it. I mean, it's no shade, but to me, I think that she could have kept it. I feel like she went too far, and it just wasn't necessary.
You could never go too far in fashion. You have to be.
Well, you can go too far because everything doesn't hit. You know what I'm saying? Now, I get it. She's a major star. You give a story, you do this, you do that. Like, girl, it still doesn't take away from the fact that, girl, it didn't land like that to me. Like, you know what I mean? And it landed for you, you know, and this is what makes it a good conversation. So I just feel like, girl, it still didn't stick like that. And on the main stage, that was what she wore. And to me, I just kind of feel like she could have gotten to the car with that and entered the main stage in the pink. And the story would have still been
like
the same.
See, you liked the pink, but I didn't like the pink because the pink gave me Kinsey Urivai.
The pink was first of all, let's start here. The pink was prettier than and better, but the pink wasn't just.
It was pretty.
I've seen her and
it
better.
It was more feminine to you, right? It was pretty because it was more feminine, but you have to remember
it was a little bit more polished. It was a little bit more polished. No, it just felt like Cardi B literally had on a Karl Lagerfeld costume for women.
I mean, as long as it's Chanel.
I mean, girl, it may be Chanel, but it didn't look like, you know what I mean? From
as
it just looked like
Chanel.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying. But yeah, so, girl, I get the story.
We'll let the girls come up, but you get it.
Okay, bye. Love you, bye. Girl, yes. Okay, 5873, you're live on the air. Now, you will sit up here and waste our time. 5752, you're live on the air. Okay, so y'all going to be playing. Okay, 7194.
Okay, 7194.
Turn me down in the back,
hello?
Please. Turn me down in the back, yes.
Turn me down in the back, please.
Okay.
Turn me down in the back, yes.
Hello, Armand, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi. Yes.
Okay, y'all are like sending me. 4352, you're live on the air.
Hello, Armand. Am I live?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, I'm doing good. Let's get right into the situation because I know a lot of people are really mad that it's not them. Let's be clear. Like you said, she was invited personally by Miss Anna Wintour, okay? So she's coming up. She's doing her thing. She got her invite last minute. I watched her interview, and people will see it later on. She got invited last minute, so she could not come up with, like, a custom look like that. You know, everybody want to be mad, say she's not a fashion girl. Give her some time. She's not even been out a whole year. She ate in that music video with Nicki Minaj, you know. Give her some time. Everyone just want to see, you know, her fail because it's not them. Let's be for real.
Well, a lot of people want to know, you got mixed fan bases. You got mixed fan bases. So a lot of people, let's clear the air. A lot of people are mad because they feel like Ice Spice did not give Cardi B enough attention, and she chose to side with Nicki Minaj, so then there's a split there. So they don't like her because they feel like she's attached to Nicki Minaj, okay? So you'll notice people try to shade Ice Spice because she's over with Nicki Minaj, which I get because they do it even when people come over to Cardi B. So it's those kind of things that's happening. But I think that Ice Spice, outside of Nicki, Cardi, really is talented and really making waves, and she was making waves without any of their attention. And so I think that it's something to be said about this girl who has been able to, within 9 months, infiltrate such, like, spaces. In the way that she did, and
real.
I feel like people is hating on her.
They are hating on her. And she was dressed by Olivier, I'm pretty sure, himself, because that is a Balmain gown. And so, come on now. She's making connections. She's coming up. Balmain has dressed everybody from Kim Kardashian, Beyonce, Nicki Minaj, all of those big celebrities. So, I mean, next year, we'll see what she does. But this year, I think she did great. She killed it. She looked fine. Cardi looked amazing. She looked okay. Like, she could have worked on the wig and the makeup, but I saw the story. I get the flowers and everything. But yeah, Nicki, she didn't show up. That was whack. And
yeah, Nicki was lying for that.
Yeah, I know. Maybe she'll come out next year. We'll see. But and then Rihanna, I just want to say about Rihanna's look. At first, I didn't like it because I was like, what is this? But then as I saw the reveal, I was like, okay, she looks beautiful. And then I understood the story because the egg and she was pregnant and like, okay, that makes sense. All right. She looked good. All right. So that's all I have to say. Thank you, Armand.
Thanks, boo. And I do think that that's pretty lame. And if Nicki Minaj is blocking her fans, that's lame too, because I just kind of feel like, girl, Nicki, you know your people want to see you out. You know your people want to see what you was going to do, girl. You should have popped out. Like, girl, why would you not come to the Met Gala? Nicki Minaj does that stuff, and it's just like, girl, that's so lame. I do hate when she does that. 9582, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, everyone. So I would say, for the most part, the mess was kind of a wash for me. I didn't really see any looks that I really liked. But Cardi definitely ate both the pink look and the black and white look. I do agree, though, with the wig, that it kind of looked like a helmet to me in a way. So I wish she had done something a bit different with it, like the asymmetrical part, like you said. But other than that, I think she was probably my best, personally, because, I don't know, her looks definitely ace to me. And then Rihanna, hers was all right. I was expecting a little bit more from her. It kind of reminded me of like her last year's look with the hood and everything. So I don't know. I wasn't really feeling it.
But you know what? I kind of feel like this Met Gala, I feel like the Met Gala is starting to fall off a little bit. And this Met Gala, like, if honestly, I feel like I was looking and I feel like we're forcing a favorite because it wasn't really much. You know what I'm saying? I don't really feel like anybody just blew me away.
Yeah. And I feel like I feel like if they go all out, then we're going to say, oh, they didn't go with the theme. But I kind of want to see it where they go with the theme, but they also, you know, they wow us too.
Thanks, boo. All right, let me take another caller. 4602, you're live on the air.
Yes, hello, Armand.
Hey.
You hear me, Armand?
Yes, what's going on?
Yes, hi. I think we should start off with Ice Spice, like you were saying.
Okay.
Yes, I didn't really like the look, to be honest, but she did say it was a last-minute thing, so I understand. I just felt like she could have done something better with the hair.
Because okay.
I feel like we've seen it before, but my favorite look, to be honest, was Hallie from Chloe and Hallie. She was out of her sister's shadow, especially now that her movie's coming out this month, so it's time for her to shine.
Yes.
I like the bad bunnies also, too, because I feel like as a guy, nobody ever tries to really, like, go out except for, like, Lil Nas because, you know, he's a part of the community.
Yeah, like the gay guys. Right.
Yes, yes. But I felt like Bad Bunny really did his big one with the dressy in the front and a little back out in the back.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, who else is my favorite? Kiki Palmer did cute now that her baby gave her a little body. I like Kiki. I'm trying to see who else. J-Lo, I love me some J-Lo. I think J-Lo really
Like J-Lo's look.
No, you didn't like J-Lo's look?
It was boring. I feel like a lot of people were boring. J-Lo was boring
this year, too. Yes, this year was not a good one for me. But I liked the J-Lo's top half more than I liked the lower half. Lower half was good. Top half was good, especially for a 53-year-old. I think she's holding it down.
Uh-huh.
Who else did I like? I got one more, but it's not coming out.
Janelle Monáe looked good, but she always looks good. And I always feel like we just bypass her, but she looked good. Janelle Monáe did good.
Rihanna's was cute once she took off the flower thing. I wasn't a big fan of the flower thing.
Yeah, but the reveal was cute.
We could get into Cardi now. I really didn't like that gray wig. It definitely gave black.
Yes.
But what I did like was, I liked the pink outfit, but I feel like I've seen it before. It gave me her Mugler outfit that she wore, I believe, to the Grammys. It was like a seashell.
Mm-hmm.
It gave me Flamingo, but I'd rather the pink outfit than her changing.
Yeah, I didn't love either one of them, but the pink was better than the Carl. But I do get the story. However, I just felt like in the bottom half of the dress was beautiful. I don't know. I feel like I keep repeating myself. My opinion is my opinion on it. Girl, it is what it is. But... go ahead.
Yeah. I feel like the only guy that really showed out to me was Bad Bunny. Like, he was the best dressed for the guys.
You didn't like Diddy's outfit?
Diddy's outfit was nice, but the jacket over the jacket gave me quilted blanket.
Okay.
I wasn't really...
What did you think about Young Miami? Because I think she ate it up.
I like the Young Miami's, but her outfit also gave me Cardi B, Mugler, Grammys. But she did eat it up. And I like that he brought her. I really like the fact he brought her.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that was about it. Like, those are my favorites. But, yeah, that's about it.
Thanks, Bull. Thanks for calling. Okay, let's keep going. Okay, 4436, you live on the air.
Hey, Armand. Okay,
hey, what's going on? Talk to me.
Okay, a question. Lil Nas X and the other gay dude, they both look a mess. I just feel like, okay, if they was going to represent gay people, then they should have, it's like, why is it always a circus act, you know, when gay men on a red carpet? They could have easily did like a nice little suit and just kept it cute in regard like that. When it come down to, let me see, Young Miami, she was okay. Tim's looked good. But you left out Black Barbie. I don't know if you've seen her look. It's a Noke. Y'all, have you seen her?
Oh, yeah. She did look good. Let me see.
Okay, yeah, so, I mean, to me, like, she was, like, the best dressed out of everyone. No one outdid her. Did you find
it? Oh, yeah, she did look good. She did eat it up. Let me see. Yeah, she's on the cover of Vogue right now. Yeah, she did look good.
Yeah.
Very good.
So I definitely like her look. Yes, Bad Bunny.
Yeah,
you know,
honestly, she might be probably the best dress.
Right. With her dress like that, her skin tone is just absolutely just beautiful.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't like Bad Bunny. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, for me, I thought he was gay until you said, like, hey, he's dating one of the Kardashians.
Uh-huh.
Did he? Yeah, he was best dressed out of the man. Like, I do like the jacket. That was nice.
Uh-huh.
Kylie looked a mess as well. Janelle Monáe, I don't like her look either.
Okay.
Mary J. Blige, she's okay. But she
Mary looked good. I was happy to see Mary J. Blige. She looked good to me.
No, right, yeah, she looked good, but I'm just over the whole boot. It's like that's just her look. She could have put on something like a nice heel, you know. But, hey, that's all I wanted to say. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks, Bo. All right. So we're going to take maybe one more, and then we're going to dash. Okay, 3295, you live on the air. Hey, what's going on? Talk to me.
So I kind of feel the same way that you kind of feel on the Cardi B situation. To the fashion girls, of course, like, only gives the story. But to us, like, regular girl, we like, girl, we at Party City best as they is. Girl, you a high price, you know, costume.
And my thing is, here's the thing, guys. If you, like, I can tell a story all day long and come in and go to a party and be in a theme and tell a story, right? But just because I told the story doesn't mean I've executed the look. And that's what I'm like, just because, like, and that's what I'm trying to get people to understand. Okay, woohoo, she told the story. Did she execute
and
the
like,
look?
And, like, don't get me wrong, she looked good because Cardi looked good.
Yeah, but my thing is, and what does that mean, executing the look? Okay, do you have the pieces to tell the story? Okay, obviously that part is there. But now, how does it read? You can tell a million stories, but if the look don't look good, it's like, okay, but she told a story, so she wins. It's like, no, but still fashion. So don't tell that story if you can't make it look good. Tell a different one.
No fact. And then to get on Ice Spice, so look, you guys, like he said, she's 9 months into her career, and she's at the Met Gala. What did y'all expect her to wear? Please tell me that. Can someone please give me a better idea that y'all expect her to wear? Because can't none of y'all really give me a good idea of what y'all expected her to wear. But she is wearing a designer, so please. Please.
I don't know why the girls are taking on Ice Spice, because Ice Spice is really coming up and eating the girls up and effortlessly. And then she's, and mind you, she ain't even clout chasing. She's not even trying. It's just happening. And the girl,
but another question too,
music.
If they didn't get Meg to come, who else did y'all think she dated when we get to come? Because, yes, Lotto's not charting. What other girl is charting?
Where's Lotto? Why wasn't she invited by Anna Wintour? She's been out longer.
And she likes designers. We all know she's a labor whore. Like, what the fuck? So, I mean, sorry, what the heck?
Exactly.
So,
thank you. All right, we'll wrap it up there.